Hello, it's Jen Verheeren here again to talk to you about slaying setbacks. As riders, we should all be able to write books about this topic. There is really no other sport that is so challenging athletically, mentally, financially, psychologically, and spiritually. Our success relies on the health and well-being of two bodies and two souls. There's double the trouble possible when compared with almost any other sport. This means that we need to get pretty damn good at both literally and figuratively getting back in the saddle. One of the things that I've learned about humans is that we do better when we know what to expect. We do better when we know we are not alone and are having an experience that is shared by others. In this sport, we share risk. We share unconditional passion. We share deep partnership with our animals. And we share the inevitability of spirit-breaking, soul-crushing disappointment. This is why I've come up with what I call the setback cycle, so that we know what to expect, so that we can support each other through a shared experience instead of suffer alone. The setback cycle stages tend to go like this. Number one, shock and awe. I call this the oh shit stage. You cannot believe this is happening. Your heart sinks. You feel devastated and want to resist reality. You may feel like no one can possibly understand how you feel. Stage two, dismay and disillusion. This stage I call the this shit sucks stage. You feel like a victim of your situation. You feel like a failure. You say to yourself things like, poor me, what have I done wrong? I have the worst luck. I guess I'm never meant to do this thing or have the things. I should just give up. You may feel annoyed and frustrated by others trying to help or comfort you. The third stage is courage. You start to move up the energy chart. As you process your emotions of disappointment, sadness, shame, they start to move. The unconditional passion you have for your sport begins to reemerge. And you start to feel inspired again. You're adjusting to a new reality, and clarity makes a comeback. Anger becomes courage. You're able to ask for help and begin to feel determined again. Stage four, I call to action, getting your shit together. You accept your situation, you reorient around a new goal, and you're able to think strategically again. You start to plan and identify your resources. You're able to see opportunities where you could not before. Stage five is back on track. You start to find joy in the journey again. You're healing. Optimism returns. You're able to resume your routines and resume your high-performance habits. You're able to zoom out and have a big-picture perspective again. The proverbial silver lining becomes visible. Most often, you come out of the setback cycle stronger and wiser than you were before, though when someone tries to tell you that while you're in one of the first two stages, you're likely to strangle them. I find that horse people tend to predictably get back to courage sooner than some, simply because their passion for the horse and the sport is so powerful. There's really no way to avoid going through these stages, but by understanding the cycle, you might be able to muster a little more grace as you go through it. And also be able to be more present with your friends, your students, and your colleagues when they go through it. I have three strategies that I believe can help you move through the setback cycle faster if that's something you'd like to be able to do. Number one, talk to someone about it in the beginning. Choose someone who's a good listener and will not try to fix things or make you feel better. Feel what you feel, what you feel. Number two, maintain your high-performance habits to whatever degree you're able. Action precedes inspiration. Number three, trust in the human and equine capacity for survival and healing. Trust in our capacity for survival and healing. I truly hope that the next time you're faced with a big disappointment, knowing the setback cycle will help you get to courage and give you strength.